Answers Magazine, Volume 10.4, page 11. Perspective, Pluto's Young Surface. On July 15, 2015, NASA released the first close-up images of Pluto taken by the New Horizons space probe. What the photos revealed was a shock to scientists who believe in a 4.5-billion-year-old solar system. The preliminary photos of Pluto's surface indicate far fewer craters than expected. While earlier wide-field views of half of Pluto's surface seemed to show a few craters, the first close-up appeared to have none. Planetary scientists committed to belief in a 4.5-billion-year-old solar system are at a complete loss to explain the lack of craters on Pluto. In such a long time, millions more objects should have collided with Pluto's surface. But it gets worse. Pluto also has a nitrogen atmosphere that is leaking away. After billions of years, all of its nitrogen should be long gone. These considerations demonstrate that Pluto is a very young object. But why should believers be shocked? We should expect more confirmations of a young universe as NASA's space exploration continues. Tooling around ancient Africa. Evolutionary researchers say they have uncovered the world's oldest archaeological find, stone tools found in Kenya, going back a supposed 3.3 million years. Interestingly, the proposed date pushes early tools to the time of the ape-like Lucy, 3.2 million years, and close to the time of the Laetoli footprints, 3.6 million years. Researchers indicated that the tools were created before the arrival of modern humans, yet they were surprised that hominids already had the ability to fashion sharp-edged tools. In other words, the tools were more advanced than what might have been expected for supposed proto-humans. Biblical creationists, however, are not surprised by this discovery. The Bible talks about the ability of craftsmen to work with bronze and iron early in history, only 7 generations after Adam, Genesis chapter 4, verse 22. Evolutionists keep refining their dates as they find more information. But the history recorded in Genesis doesn't change.
The greatest absence of evolution ever reported. Can an organism survive billions of years of evolution without evolving? A senior UCLA professor has evolutionary scientists pondering that question. He has published a paper that shows images of fossilized bacteria found in Australian seafloor rock formations reported to be 1.8 billion years old by evolutionary dating methods. The bacteria discovered in these rocks are incredibly similar, if not identical, to those found in rocks dated 2.3 million years old and to those living today in similar seafloor depths. The scientists who made the discovery hypothesize that the bacteria's environment has not changed for millions and perhaps billions of years. Of course, there are several problems with this idea. First, during this time, Australia was being formed by plate tectonics, a tumultuous process that influenced the entire continent's geology. Second, a group of scientists observing bacteria under sterile, unchanging laboratory conditions report that the bacteria have changed in only 20 years. And, finally, bacteria exchange their genetic material more than any other creature. So, bacteria should be subject to wide genetic changes over time. Since genetic change is one of the mechanisms of evolution, it's baffling to evolutionists that these bacteria have remained the same for so long. Creationists recognize that God created creatures that can be modified slightly to fit their environment. But such slight modifications will never change a bacterium into a bat, a buffalo, or a biologist. God made the first living things to fill the earth with life only a few thousand years ago. So creationists should expect to find similar-looking, life-supporting bacteria throughout the biosphere. Fossil fuss. The media framed the supposed irony this way. How could the greatest promoter of creationism in Alberta, Edgar Nirenberg, be the discoverer of some of the most significant fish fossils in recent history? A writer for the Calgary Sun declared that God apparently has a pretty ironic sense of humor. The fossils themselves did not generate all the media hype, despite being a rare find of complete fish fossils in these layers. The headline centered on their discoverer, a biblical creationist, who does not believe the bones are evidence for evolution. Nirnberg discovered the bony-tongued fish while excavating a basement with his backhoe. Of course, the fossils did not come with a date stamp of 60 million years old. As Nirnberg rightly noted, we all have the same evidence, and it's just a matter of how you interpret it. Nirnberg believes these fossils to be just a few thousand years old. These fossilized fish don't speak for themselves. When and how these fish were buried can't be directly tested, repeated, or observed. Paleontologists must infer these facts based on what a scientist already believes about what happened in the unobservable past. Biblical creationists maintain that these well-preserved fish fossils must have been buried rapidly, either during or soon after the global flood. Unlike in the USA, fossils discovered on private land in the Canadian province of Alberta belong to the government, not to the landowners or finders. So Nirnberg's discovery will be housed in Alberta's Royal Tyrrell Museum. A paleontologist and assistant professor with the University of Calgary praised Nirnberg's discovery, saying, "Most people would have overlooked these. When these were uncovered, Edgar right away recognized them." That's an encouraging affirmation from an evolutionist, no less, that creationists can make solid scientific observations too.
The debate is over. June 26, 2015, was a dark day for Christianity in the United States. In the case of Obergefell v. Hodges, the U.S. Supreme Court, with Justice Anthony Kennedy leading the charge, determined that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marriage. Most people were unsurprised by this outcome, but nonetheless, the announcement garnered a variety of reactions from people on both sides of the issue. Chief Justice John Roberts, who voted against same-sex marriage but indicated that he actually does support it, told LGBT rights activists to celebrate today's decision, but do not celebrate the Constitution. It had nothing to do with it. And celebrate they did. What little neutrality may have existed in our government on this issue disappeared in the rainbow lights that flooded government buildings and other monuments across the country as a show of support. Even the official website for the President of the United States sported a graphic of a rainbow-colored White House. And so began the slide down the slippery slope, with Time magazine calling for the end of tax exemptions for religious organizations and polygamists asking for their multiple spouse relationships to also be recognized as marriages. Justice Samuel Alito, in his dissent, predicted what many Christians already know. The Supreme Court's decision will be used to vilify Americans who are unwilling to assent to the new orthodoxy. Indeed, Justice Kennedy implied as much when he wrote that Christians would have First Amendment protection to teach about biblical marriage, but nothing more. As Dr. R. Albert Mohler, Jr., president of Southern Seminary, pointed out, "The free exercise of our faith is not limited by the First Amendment to merely teaching. Their decision has no basis in law." Nonetheless, Mohler continues, "We are being told that the Supreme Court of the United States, in its ruling today, ended the argument. The debate is over. Same-sex marriage is now a fact." In his dissenting opinion, Justice Antonin Scalia summed up the court's breathtaking presumption. "Today's decree says that my ruler, and the ruler of 320 million Americans coast to coast, is a majority of the 9 lawyers on the Supreme Court." This may be a gloomy time for Christianity, but it's certainly not the worst Christians have seen. Christ followers have an opportunity before them to speak the truth in love to a culture that denies truth exists. Try as the court might to change it, God's word and His definition of marriage remains the same.